For a closer look at corporate bankruptcy and the effect it can have on the average employee, we're joined in our New York bureau by Rania Sedholm, a labor attorney and pension expert at the New York firm of Myers, Swasey, English & Klein. Also with us from Philadelphia, Michael Reed, a bankruptcy specialist and partner of the firm of Pepper Hamilton. He's also the first African-American president of the Pennsylvania Bar Association. I thank you both for joining us. Ms. Sedholm, let me start with you. Is this a picture of things to come?
I believe so. I think every employee working for large companies and old industries needs to worry vehemently about its own retirement. And I think every employee is going to have to take it upon himself or herself to save on his or her own, which is not the purpose of these defined benefit plans, unfortunately.
Michael Reed, do you believe that to be the case?
I think that you have to look at the current environment in the larger context of the economy in general. I don't think you can simply look at the bankruptcy system and say that the bankruptcy system is the reason why these things are happening. The bankruptcy system really is the court of last resort for American business. The bankruptcy court is where America's economic problems end up when the other forces in the economy, such as the price of oil, 9/11, factors over which businesses have no control, bring about financial failure.
Ms. Sedholm, there are a number of employees who will listen to Michael Reed there and say, while all of those things should be taken into account to a great degree, greed is the biggest factor.
Well, Mr. Reed is not incorrect. We cannot just isolate the bankruptcy system, but our entire system is failing. We do not fund the PBGC, which is the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, properly. We do not monitor the funding of the defined benefit plans as a whole. And of course, oil prices had a lot to do with the failure of the airline industry. But we're looking at other companies like Sears, and they're moving away from the defined benefit plans and going to defined contribution plans. And, you know, that's a dangerous thing for people who are not earning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Michael Reed, how realistic is it for us to believe that Ms. Sedholm suggests, that the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation is not funded as it should be, and more companies are going to turn to this corporation to bail them out? How reasonable is it to believe that you are just going to find workers who are left out in the cold with absolutely nothing?
I think that the trend away from the defined benefit plan to what's called the defined contribution plan is a trend that is going to continue because of the internationalization of the American economy now. American workers no longer compete for jobs solely against each other. They now compete for jobs in an international economy, including Indian workers, Chinese workers, under systems where the employers can make payments that are much less than what American workers have grown accustomed to and justifiedly so. But I think there is a new paradigm in the world. And I think that one of the consequences of that paradigm is the effect that it is having upon wages and benefits in the United States.
Ms. Sedholm, I'm told you believe that many businesses are unfairly using Chapter 11 simply to escape from obligations they now feel it impossible to meet and still meet a profit margin.
Yes, that's correct. For example, when these companies do promise their employees a certain dollar amount per hour worked, for example, they don't necessarily put the money into the defined benefit plan. They just see how the market is doing and rely on their competitors' stock and things like that to fund the pension plan, which is not the purpose of the defined benefit plan.
Michael Reed, it seems a number of people are going to suggest that the little guy is, frankly, left out in the cold. I keep hammering that point because I talk to, being from Detroit, and I travel a lot, many of these blue-collar folks who find no loyalty to the company, who believe that they're just getting the shaft. They see, as in the case of Polaroid, as we discussed in the segment previous, folks walking away with golden parachutes worth millions and the workers being stuck with a check less than $50.
Ed, I want to say two things. First of all, I come from a working class family in South Philly. Mm-hmm. I am not unsympathetic to the plight of my brothers and sisters in the working class category. I want to say two things, though. First of all, I think that I don't want the focus to be solely on the bankruptcy system. I don't disagree that the social covenant, the economic covenant that was made between workers and businesses 30, 40, 50 years ago has not been honored. And that's a reality that gets reflected not only in Chapter 11, but throughout the American economy in general. But the other thing I want to note is that there has been a new bankruptcy bill passed, as I'm sure you've heard. And some of the provisions of that bill that are getting the most notoriety are provisions that, quite frankly, are not very friendly to lower-income Americans. Mm-hmm. But interestingly, there are a few provisions of that new bill that are relevant to the discussion that we're having, and I want to mention them. There is a provision in the new bill that's going to make it a lot harder for former executives and new executives of companies in Chapter 11 to receive huge bonuses. There's really going to be a cutback on that. There's mm-hmm. also a provision, I think, that was primarily possibly prompted by the Polaroid situation that is going to permit the bankruptcy court to go back and reinstate a retirement benefit plan that was terminated within 180 days prior to the bankruptcy filing. So Congress did hear some of the justified complaints of the working community in the wake of situations such as Polaroid.
All right. Ms. Sedholm, with literally 30 seconds, give me something to look forward to for these folks.
Something to look forward to. That's very difficult for me to do.
Yeah.
I think that there's not much going on here that's positive. The main problem is defined benefit plans are not portable. So if you see impending doom in your company and you leave, you're virtually giving up all the retirement benefits that you have accrued to date. And that's the scary part of this situation.
Yeah, that continues to be problematic. We'll see how all of this unfolds. Rania Sedholm is a labor attorney and pension expert, and Michael Reed is a bankruptcy specialist. We thank you both for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.